The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once received news that a well-known warrior hailing from Najd, modern-day Riyadh, by the name of Du'thar. His full name was Du'thar bin Harith Muharibi. He was not yet Muslim at this time. Now, he had prepared an army to attack Madinatul Munawwara. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set off with his own army of 400 companions to face them. When Du'thar came to know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already entered the city, he hurried forth and climbed the mountains with his army. Now, during this time, an individual from his army known as Habban was captured and went on to accept Islam in the prophetic court. It just so happened to rain heavily on that day. So the Prophet began drying his clothes near a tree. The non-Muslims observed from the peaks of the mountains, finding the companions occupied in their own work and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by himself. They began to rouse Du'thar to attack the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the former began to say, "If I am unable to kill Muhammad, na'udhu billah, then may Allah kill me." He raised his sword above the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's head and asked, "Who will save you from me now?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, replied, "Allah will save me from you." As soon as this was said, the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam descended and struck Du'thar on the chest with such force that he fell over. And what happened when he fell over? The sword fell from his hands. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam immediately took hold of the sword and asked, "Now who will save you from me?" Du'thar responded, "Nobody can save me from you." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, we call him the Rasul of Rahmah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt sympathy for his helplessness, subhanallah. Not only did he forgive Du'thar, but he also returned his sword. Now, if there was an enemy and they were trying to attack us and we got hold of their weapons, we wouldn't necessarily give them back. But subhanallah, this is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Du'thar was deeply impressed and inspired by the noble character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then recited the kalima and became a Muslim at that very moment. He proceeded to return to his people and began inviting them to Islam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, the mercy and the compassion that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned a person who was not a Muslim into accepting the kalima, into accepting Islam, and then not only that, but preaching it to his tribe. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.